Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How the hell you doing? Whether you found us by accident, too damn lazy to change the channel, don't know how to change the channel, otherwise occupied, which I seriously doubt, getting laid, which I really doubt, God help you all, you have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, SiriusXM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster of a radio program emanating from beautiful San Francisco, California. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Just a tip, and I found this out during the Bush administration a few times. They have caller ID. 413-842-7340. That was the phone number of my childhood home in Agawam, Massachusetts. Agawam, Massachusetts, a Native American term meaning that which is nearly impossible to spell on the first three tries. Although we did have the lowest zip code, but we still do have the lowest zip code, 01001. Six Flags is there. The great June Foray, who played was Rocky Squirrel, she's from there. She's still alive. She's like 99. Ann Sullivan, the chick who taught Helen Keller how to read and write. And yours truly, all natives of Agawam. Look it up, kids. None of my family like lives there any longer, and I have no idea who has that phone number, even if it's in service, but once again, give it a call. If someone answers, tell them I said hi. That's, once again, and speaking of which, I would like to welcome all of my listeners. I greet you as I normally do. Hi. So the strangest thing on my way into work here on Sunday. I don't think I ever saw I saw a pigeon die of natural causes. I don't think I ever saw that before. Well, pigeon EMS crew showed up. I swear this is true. I always carry like little art supplies with me. I got my sidewalk chalk and I drew an outline around them. Nobody thought that was particularly funny other than I. Hey, I got a real treat coming up for you next. Especially those of you lonely, unemployable alcoholics in their parents' basements. My core audience, as I call you. A woman named Cheryl Rosa. You have no idea. Don't pretend like you even know. You'll find out who she is next. Can't wait to speak with her. God help you. This is Sports Overnight America. Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Ah, now this is a nice... Now this is... Whoever is in charge of this goddamn show tonight actually used their brains. This is nice, man. Little Michael Biehn and The Call. Santa Cruz, California. That would be the late Michael Biehn, by the way. Much like the late pigeon that I actually saw die of natural causes. Union Square today. Never saw that before. I didn't think pigeons died in natural causes. Here's to the babies in a brand new world. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, and you should thank God you're not. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the early mid-90s, I was doing overnights at the classic rock stations in like Baltimore, Montreal. Doing overnights, I was with CBS News in New York. Yeah, believe it or not, no accounting for poor taste. And especially when you're doing overnights at a classic rock station, yeah, there's always TVs in the studio. And, you know, being a guy, this was during the days of the Girls Gone Wild infomercials. They used to run all night. And we're like, yeah, well, that's usually what I had on in the studio. I mean, you can only smoke so much weed, and then you had to watch something while you're on the radio. But if you ever, when that went off, there was always the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, GLOW, if you remember them. And it was interesting, especially some of the songs they used to sing. And one of the women who was, I mean, she was good. I wasn't a huge GLOW guy, but I did dig the show for reasons that are obvious if you're a single straight man or a woman who's into that sort of thing. Cheryl Russa is joining us here on Sports Overnight America. And Cheryl, you know, you were a part of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're going to get to that. I'm more interested in what you're doing now, but I want to apologize to you for bringing back traumatic and the experiences of your youth when I talked about the dead pigeon. You actually, you Oswalded a bird one time when you were in a teenager, you were telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a total vivid picture of it in my head once you talked about the dead pigeon.
Well,
I feel
bad. It's a bad way to start an interview when I'm bringing up the... Evidently you were acquitted or you wouldn't be out of jail by now, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Cheryl Russa joins us. She is in Hollywood, California right now. Of course, I'm in San Francisco. Nowhere near each other, but it's nice to say we're in the same state. The fact that Hollywood or Los Angeles and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is absolutely amazing to me. You were a member of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. If you remember that show, it ran from like what, the late 80s through to like the late 90s. Or like I think 2001 it finally went off the air, was it not?
I think it finished in 99, but they had... I mean, it was still on a different cities and reruns,
right?
And then we did a pay-per-view too.
I must have missed that one because I worked in radio when I was broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Yeah, I was a Lightning the superhero.
That's right, Lightning. And I remember the one. I know this is going to sound weird. And correct me if I'm wrong. I can remember, and this has to be, I want to say somewhere around 1991, maybe 1990, somewhere in there. Did you ever wrestle a chick who went by the name of a woman called MTV?
Yeah, MTV was a glow girl.
Okay, MTV. So
Naughty Trouble Vixen, MTV, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, you were getting the hell kicked out of you, and your manager gave you like this like crystal ball, and that's where you got your superpowers or something from. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
That was you. That was you. Okay, that's right. I'm sitting there going, when I was talking to you earlier today.
It recharged me.
That's right. Now I remember, because it was funny. You were on.
Lightning has superpowers. Lightning can strike twice. Lightning can get energy from like light sockets and stuff like that, and lightning can fly.
Also get it from one of those little balls with the lightning bolts that came out of it that he got at Spencer's for $25. Evidently, that's what you're. It was funny. We had truth in advertising here. We had Cheryl on earlier today. Lightning. With the No Holds Barred show with Dr. Mike Leno and Pedro Fernandez. And I was sitting there, like, I didn't watch a lot of it. Like I said, most of it was just on, you know, TV in a studio when I was working. And I'm sitting there, why does that name ring a bell? And then when I thought about when you said you had wrestled MTV, because she looked like Cindy Lauper had thrown up on her, if I'm not mistaken. Not, you know, she wasn't an ugly girl, but I'm talking about the outfit.
That was her character, was kind of a Cindy Lauper character, you know? And she actually played keyboards, I think. I had been in some bands, and she had a decent, halfway decent voice, and her performance, she had no problem. She's so languid and just exciting. There's something when somebody comes, something comes natural to them, and that always. Being her speaking and being in front of a camera is so natural to her.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because if you met me in person, you can't get five words out of me unless I have a buzz going. But you stick a microphone in front of me, either on stage or doing this, I'm like, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm really more interested in what you're doing now. But please let me bring back my youth, as they say. When they introduced you coming into the ring, didn't they cut back to some kind of little short video and you would do this little song about you? Didn't you guys like sing? I mean, because I remember her voice wasn't bad.
We were rapping.
That's right. And poor, if I'm not mistaken, quite poorly.
We rapped at the, it was like the very dawn of rapping. It was pretty bad, but the actual raps themselves, the words in the raps were pretty funny. And they established our characters and who we were. It like said something about,
yep.
You know, the persona that was stepping foot in the ring. And we also did vignettes. When we were wrestling somebody, they would show a little window and we'd be insulting the other team. We actually had to sit there and film the insults so they could insert them later.
Right,
on
superimpose them,
match.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the early technology of double bubbles, we used to call them in TV.
So much fun. But I tell you, we had to think of something for every single match of every single match we ever did. Mm-hmm. Something we could, you know, negative about these girls that we were living with and.
Friends
and
with, and friends
and
with, in some most
hard,
cases,
you know.
Yeah, although you know what, when you're friends with somebody, some of your best insults are usually thrown at your best friends because you know you're not there. You know they're not going to take it personally. You know, I'm just saying. Let me. I want to get to what you're doing, but there is one question in all seriousness about the days of the Glow Girls, and we're talking with Sherilyn Russo. She was Lightning during the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And right now she falls off buildings and gets punched and thrown from horses for a living. Now we'll get to that in a bit. But let me ask you, I mean, I know this is an awkward question to ask, and if I phrase it incorrectly, you can either correct me or give me a second chance. When you were out there and in the ring and with whomever you were wrestling, I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people that were watching this were guys who just like to see women jumping around on top of each other with tights, or women who like that sort of thing too. Did that ever bother you that there was basically a sexist angle to this whole thing, or was that just something that you knew going into the game and you were just okay with it?
It's just something I never thought about. I never thought, oh, I'm going to go on Glow and be sexy. When I saw, now you got to understand. the age of most of the girls were really young. You know, I mean, some of the girls were smarter and a little bit older, but well, more wise, not smarter. But I saw these girls doing, you know, jumping around and wrestling, and I thought, oh, I can do that, because I was such a tomboy. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, like jump off roofs and.
I had a sister like that. We got her help. We did, eventually. I have four sisters, actually. She turned out somewhat normal, I guess, if you want to say that. But no, so the thought that this was, that most of the people that were watching this just totally got off on watching women jump up and down on each other. That really never occurred to you when you got into it?
Not even an inkling. The only thing that occurred to me was I wanted to be on TV and be an actress.
Right.
And I can do athletics, and this is a good way in to do acting. And I'm an athlete, and I'm a good athlete. So I figured it would be down my alley, and I was right.
All right. See, I was an athlete. I was an athlete too. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and look what happened to me.
Hey, all athletes have to figure out they can't be athletes after a while. But I mean, I was my brother's little brother, basically. If he did something, I'd do something.
Right.
And if he ate shit doing it, then I wouldn't do it.
I'll bleep that out later, because I'm on regular radio stations too. But yeah, you know, my sisters never had that problem. They used to just get four individually. I can kick all four of my sisters' asses. Four on one, I was a dead man. I really was. Yeah, I didn't even know I had a bathroom until I was 15. I just thought when it rained, that meant it was my turn to take a shower. I really.
My brother and I would wrestle, and we would watch wrestling shows
and recreate them.
No, we would we'll wrestle with each other, but we'd be all that's real. We'd be all real, fake. I mean, just like that, real. Fake.
I do that when I walk down. I do that when I see women walking down Rodeo Drive. I'll point at the, you know, like, real, fake. I'm sorry. That was there. I'm sorry, Cheryl. I'm sorry. That one was there. You left out. That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle. That was easy.
As far as I know, back in the glow days, we were 99.9% of us were real.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. And Fred, you did. And you know, I'm looking at a picture of you right now, and you can tell you're an athlete. You're athletic. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have a feminine build about you, but you can tell that you didn't just, you know, walk out of a bakery and jump into the ring. I mean, you could tell that you actually, you know, you had some muscles on you, and you had a really nice build. We're talking to Sherilyn Russo. She was lightning during the glow days. Gorgeous Ladies of Women Wrestling. If you're Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling in English, if you remember that show, it was I enjoyed it. They said it was great. It was something to keep your mind occupied while you were listening to Pink Floyd tunes at 3 a.m. at a classic rock station in Boston. It was good for that.
I just saw a Pink Floyd band today, reenactment band or whatever. They were awesome.
Yeah, there. I saw it was fun. I saw Pink Floyd. Jeez. I saw them when I was in high school. So I saw the Wall tour when it came to Madison Square Garden. Idea. I was a big Pink Floyd. I still am a huge Pink Floyd guy. I mean, everyone knows if I ever die, just play Us and Them from Dark Side of the Moon, and I'll be a happy camper. Even though I'll be dead, I won't know about it. Hey, listen, we only have about 5 minutes left here, but right now you're working as a stunt woman down in Hollywood land, so to speak. I did look up your some of your list, and of course my computer just completely shut down. Give us a couple of things that you've been in that we should keep an eye out for, that you perhaps we would get to see you fall from someplace where we think it's somebody else.
Well, most recently I was in a movie called Night Stalker, about the Night Stalker. Remember the guy?
Richard Ramirez, who passed away of natural causes in San Quentin here within the last couple of years. Sure.
Yes, I was in that, doubling a little girl. And
how tall are you? How tall are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm barely 5 feet. I'm just under 5 feet.
Ah, so I'm about a foot taller than you. Okay, I'm just under 6 feet. I'm 6'3" in heels. That's what I tell people. I'm 6'3" in heels. So
6'3" in heels.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone. Now, go ahead. So you're in Night Stalker. You're playing. Well, you know, it's funny. Eileen Dietz. I don't know if you know who she is. She's an actress. She was in The Exorcist. She a small woman like yourself, a spinner as we used to call you, but she doubled she doubled for Linda Blair in some of the more adult things that were done during the filming of The Exorcist. It's actually an actress named.
She was a body double.
Yeah, she was a body double, and she's been in other things too. She played God, I can't remember her name now. Leslie Van Houten in the first Manson movie. She was a pretty successful actress, but yeah, she was small. I said she was like 27 at the time. I think Linda Blair was 12. and you didn't want to see a 12-year-old masturbating with a crucifix in real life. So you got a 27-year-old to do it. That's how that works. So anyway, continue with your resume if you don't mind.
Well, there's a show called Gordimer Gibbons, A Life on Normal Street. Gordimer Gibbons. It is on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And
that would be a great name for a great name for a racehorse, wouldn't it? Gordimer Gibbons. That'd be a great name for a racehorse. Really.
It's just an oddball name, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it would be.
It's a kid's show, but it's not like Disney. I mean, it gave lessons and stuff, but it wasn't the way the shows are nowadays, where it's all about fashion or sex or innuendo. It's a good show. It's got great high ratings on Amazon. I did three or four episodes. I was a Grim Reaper.
Nice.
I was.
Well, you're too cruel. You're
doubling her on horseback on another one. She gets run away and almost stomped in the stall by a horse.
You're too pretty. You're too pretty to be a Grim Reaper. Well, you are.
Well, I had the hoodie with the sickle. You know,
There you go.
Anyway, and then I doubled. In an episode where they actually go back into like an old TV show. And it was pretty much a mock of Batman and Robin, the warehouse fights they used to have with all the guns.
Oh, yeah, and Sock, Boom, Pow, yeah, Burt Ward and Adam West, yeah.
They dressed me like Lois Lane, and I was basically Robin running around beating up a bunch of thugs.
Lois Lane was Superman. That's okay. I always get them confused, too.
Basically, but it was a blast. It reminded me of Glow. We had all these props and real bubblegum and fun, and that you can catch. It's on,
Amazon.
It's on Amazon, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm past my bedtime.
I'm paying attention. At least I'm paying attention, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
But that's my most recent stuff. But you can look on the IMDb and look up my name, Cheryl Russo, and you can see some of the other stuff I've done. I do high falls.
What's your highest fall?
Horses, fights. What's that?
What's your highest fall?
65 feet.
Yeah, mine was 130. Mine was 120, but it was in a plane crash. So it wasn't intentional.
Here?
Yeah.
Am I talking to a ghost?
No, I'm still here. I mean, one minute I'm fine. Next minute I'm upside down underwater. I'm thinking this is not how you're supposed to land an aircraft.
I was going to say, did you land in the river? What was it? The
Hudson.
Where
that was the one in the Potomac. The 14th Street Bridge crash in 81 or 82, or this was in a lagoon approaching on the approach in Bermuda. Believe it or not, of all places.
Oh my!
Yeah,
well, you're lucky you're still here. Did you break anything?
Oh yeah. Let's put it this way: half my face. I got what's called an internal decapitation. My head got separated from my neck. I dislocated my shoulder. It was a private Learjet. And my girlfriend,
but you didn't sever your spine.
My then girlfriend, it was brother's plane. It was the company's plane, was sitting next to me when this happened. Her hair didn't even get wet, and I'm like, you know, I love it. I got to the hospital. I swear to God, the trauma. So what seems to be the problem? I'm like, didn't they tell you anything? You know, it's like, really, lady. So what? You're 65 feet. You're that's a 5-story tumble. That's a fall.
Yeah.
It is.
You're lucky you're still around.
What's your MASH unit list look like? How you been doing on injuries? You been okay? Anything serious broken or hurt since you've been falling?
No. I broke my nose wrestling. I broke my big toe.
Oh, that's stub a toe or break a nose. I've stubbed toes and it hurts worse than a broken nose. Trust me.
Yeah, I jammed fingers. I was in a body cast when I was a kid. That had nothing to do with wrestling, though, for 2 years.
Ooh.
And
scoliosis?
I was in that cast. No, it was some sort of leg herpes. It's a degenerative hip thing or whatever.
Oh, really? Wow, so you made up for it, haven't you?
Yeah, well, if you didn't fix my hip, it would have stayed like 7 years old. Yeah, I totally went like overboard. I was trying to be, I'm just like everybody else. I'm normal. There's nothing wrong with me. Because I kept hearing poor Cheryl, which is torturing me.
Yeah, you can't ever have that. Hey, Cheryl.
So I overcompensated the other way.
Cheryl, how can people check you out quickly? You got 30 seconds, either on Twitter, Facebook, website. Quick, tell everybody.
Littlebrat.com and Facebook is Cheryl Lightning
Ruth. That's right, because I sent you a request earlier.
I'll be at the Kamikaze Con, Stanley's Kamikaze Con, October 28th, 29th, and 30th, and in Vegas.
And then you're going to be in Hartford.
Alley.
And then you're going to be in Hartford, yeah.
Through May 3rd, 3rd, well, Glow Girls will be at Hartford September 24th, 25th.
Yeah, my birthplace.
I won't be at that one. I won't be at that one. But the other Glow Girls will be there. The big event in Queens, November 19th. The 80s Afterglow cruise, which anybody's welcome to go on this cruise. It's going to be great. It's February 12th and 19th, leaving out of New Orleans. And it's afterglow.com.
You know what? Thank you so much for doing this, Cheryl. I really do appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. It really has been. And when you're in Hartford, yeah, that was, you know, you want to, that's the city you can blame for my existence. That's where I was born, in Hartford. So, listen, I'm glad, you know, thank you very much. Stay on the line for me real quick. I want to be polite and say goodbye and everything to you. And once again, thank you so much for doing this. I really do appreciate it. You're welcome here anytime. Did you ever get up to San Francisco?
I haven't been there in a long time. I used to wrestle up there all the time, and I did a Renaissance fairs there doing a circus horseback riding, bareback riding up there.
Well, you have to come back while we're still here. Cheryl, hang on the line, please. Cheryl Roussa, lightning from the glow days, professional stunt woman, all-around good egg, and a really good sport for doing this unmitigated disaster. Michelle, quick update when we come back. This is Sports Overnight America. Our thanks to Cheryl Roussa. Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm too old to be governed by fear of dumb people.
Aren't we all? All right, thanks once again to Cheryl Russo. She was lightning during the glow days. Professional stunt woman now. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing, don't you know? Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You'll get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. College football, wild one between Hook'em Horns and the Fighting Irish. I was kind of rooting for a tie and injury, but you know, overtime win for the Longhorns, 50-47 over the Fighting Irish. American League Baseball, Toronto 5-3 over Tampa. Evil Empire takes care of them. O's, them, O's, them. Baltimore, O's, 5-2. Chicago squeaks by the Twins, 13-11. Real pitcher's duel we had going there in that one. Tigre de Atlas, 6-5 over Kansas City. It was Houston, 7-6 over Texas, 1-0. Oakland, 2 hits. That's it. And they beat Boston 1-0 after scoring like 90 runs. Elsewhere, it was Seattle being beaten by the Angels, 4-2. Interleague play, Cleveland, 6-3, or 6-5, that is. Miami put up 2 in the top of the ninth to go up 5-3. And then Cleveland with 3 in the bottom of the ninth. There's your ballgame. National League, it was the Mets 5-1 over the Washington Nationals. The game played despite the best interest of society as a whole. Arizona 8-5 over Colorado. The Dodgers 7-4 over San Diego. The Gigantes lose again in 13. They give up 1 in the ninth. They'll let the Cubs tie it, and they lose it in 13, 3-2. 2-0, Atlanta over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh got whooped big time. 10-0 by Milwaukee. They can't beat for some reason. St. Louis 5-2 over Cincinnati. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We're talking to adult film star Annie Cruz next. We're having a lot of fun with women, aren't we, tonight? This is Sports Overnight America. Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code BASEBALL. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code BASEBALL to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong.
Yep.
You've got a perfect back.
You betcha.
I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped
around
you.
Hell yeah!
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
I know about that. I'm Irish. Ooh, a LaBelle sighting. Everyone now. Yeah. Where the hell's my martini? There it is. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Citalis, and XM Channel 93. Now joining us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, the woman, she hosts a show on Vivid Radio on Sirius and XM 791. She's a big deal in the adult film industry. She's from my neck of the woods here in San Francisco. I was on her show earlier today. I had the privilege and the honor of being on her show, and we had an awful lot of fun. I'll be honest with you, I had to smoke a cigarette and take a shower afterwards, but that's me. And she is nice enough to join us this evening from Hollywood, California right now. Great Annie Cruz. You can check her out at Annie Cruz. That's AnnieCruz.com. Don't spell KRUSE.com because I went out with a girl in college named Annie Cruz, and I don't think you'd get the same effect. But the great Annie Cruz joins us here on Sports Overnight. Annie, how are you, sweet cheeks? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So you're sitting, you know what? I haven't yet, but we'll work. We'll talk, okay? We'll talk.
All right. Sure.
We were talking just before we went on air. And, of course, I'm sitting here. The air conditioning is shot in this thing. I don't know what the hell happened in our building. Thankfully, the fog's rolling in, so I can just put the air on, and it'll just blast the fog through our studios. But my martinis are getting warm quickly. But you're drinking scotch? Is that what you said?
I came home from Vivid Radio, actually. Well, actually, I went to go hang out with somebody after my show, but literally came home, like, not too long ago. My roommate is like, I'm about to bust open this bottle of scotch, and I'm like, give me some of that, man. And so he poured me a glass, and I'm literally sitting here talking to you while drinking scotch.
True story. The last time I drank scotch, I woke up naked on the hood of my car.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you where I found my keys.
Oh, my God.
Fells Point Festival, Baltimore, Maryland, September 1995. I was a TV reporter. I was the on-camera traffic reporter for the CBS affiliate WJZ in Baltimore. And I lived in the Mount Vernon section of Baltimore, which is not too far from the Inner Harbor, maybe a mile away. I was a token straight guy in my neighborhood. It's a very eclectic little neighborhood. Got some great fashion tips, but went to the Fells Point Festival, which is down near the Inner Harbor, and met some friends of mine. And I don't know what, because we were buying trays of Jell-O shots, trays of them, beginning at like 8 in the morning. And I don't know what possessed me or what happened. Somebody must have got me some scotch or something. I don't know what. The next thing I know, it's about 4:30 in the morning. I'm on the hood of my Jeep. It's drizzling out. The roof's off my Jeep. And I'm using my clothes folded nicely as a pillow. I have nothing on but a baseball hat and a pair of Chuck Taylors and my watch. And there's one cop. He knows who I am because I'm on TV. He's like, Jerry, you may want to get up. I'm like, no, Mom. Yeah, so they actually gave me an escort driving up what's called the JFX to my place on Chase Street in Baltimore. Naked, driving a Jeep after drinks. So that's the last time I drank scotch. So, because I don't want to wake up naked under the hood of cars anymore.
Wow. And you have no recollection, I'm assuming, of what happened before that.
My last recollection was being in this bar called the Horseshoe Road Inn on. It's on, it's on Fleet Street or Alice Anna Street, one of the two, right at the water. Right, if you remember the TV show Homicide, Life on the Streets, where that police station was, is actually a fire station, and it was right around the corner from there. I remember being in there, and the next thing I know, I'm just, this cop's like, hey, dude, because he was really cool about it, and then what I forgot was at like 7:30 the next morning, those same two friends I was with, hey, come on, man, we're going back down. I'm like, oh, yeah, so I went to, but yeah, there's about 6 hours of my life there, nothing. You could have told me I ran for president of some African nation. I'd be like, probably. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. Annie Cruz from Vivid Radio and, of course, Vivid Entertainment joins us here on Sports Overnight America. So you're a Northern California girl.
I am. I'm a NorCal girl for sure. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I stuck out just by the way I talk.
Oh, yeah. The fact that, LA and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is amazing.
Yeah. I would be like, oh, that's hella cool. And people would be like, hella, huh? You're from Northern California?
Here's the part that I got. So it's how long have you lived in Los Angeles?
12 years.
Really?
Yeah, 12 years. I moved down here in 2004. I was living in the city.
Uh-huh. Where in the city? Where in San Francisco did you live?
I lived in 8th and Noriega in the Inner Sunset.
Sure, yeah. I know. Are you kidding me? I know that area very. I love the Inner Sunset. You never see.
I loved where I lived. I would walk to Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, I used to date a girl who lived at 9th and Judah.
God, that's right there.
right by the Blackthorn Tavern, right up the street from there.
I also used to live near City College. I forgot what that area is called.
Ingleside.
Ingleside.
Yeah,
I always want to say Inglewood because I'm in L.A. now.
I live about 10 minutes away from there. I live at Mission and Geneva in the Excelsior District. If you just get on what's called the K train here in San Francisco, right at Balboa Park, there's the K and the J. The K train will take you right up.
Yeah, really close to Balboa Park.
Right, the K train will take you right and drop you off right in front of City College. Also, the 43 bus on Muni. See that? Pretty good, huh? Mm. Okay, that's boring.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to make you homesick for San Francisco so you'll come back sooner.
Oh, I miss it. I miss it so much. I love living up there. It's so different compared to L.A.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper in L.A., though. That's one thing is for sure.
That is true. That is true. But I definitely miss all my friends are up there. I just miss
And you can be people. Weird. And you can be weird here without people thinking there's a motivating factor behind it.
Exactly. And everybody is more open-minded, I think.
I used to have to go to Los Angeles to do voice work and things like that down there. And I have some friends that live in Los Angeles. And if they see someone who's slightly on the weird side, they think you're auditioning for something or there's something wrong with you. Here in San Francisco, I mean, if you're weird, it's like, oh, okay. no harm, no foul. I mean, I was used to being the strangest guy in a room, and now here in San Francisco, I have to get in line. And nobody thinks twice about it. In L.A., they think there's a motivation or there's some kind of ulterior motive to being strange. Here in San Francisco, if you're not strange, that's when they look at you funny.
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute, why are you so normal?
How did you get involved with being, we're going to get to your adult career here shortly, but how did you get involved in the radio aspect? Because when I told people I was on your show earlier today, I know some people who have heard your show, and you actually have a really good talent for radio. And they said, Christy Canyon, people like that, and Monique, but you actually have a really, you have a very good presence about yourselves on air when I was.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I actually appreciate you saying that. I hear that very often, actually. It's funny because when I went to college, in Marin County, in fact. I went to a Catholic university, Dominican University.
Dominican University on the 101, sure. Know it well.
Yep, San Rafael. Yep, maybe.
San Rafael. Tara Linda. Thank you.
I studied. I actually went to school for print journalism. I wanted to be a writer,
right.
And research report and all that stuff. But my grandfather, he was a broadcast journalist in the Philippines, actually.
Right.
And my grandmother and everybody, my family used to always tell me like, oh, you should pursue something in journalism or whatever. And so I actually wanted to do print. And then I came down here. I did some stuff with Playboy Radio for a while. And I guess, my producer, my big boss over at Vivid, remembered me from Playboy and wanted me to come in and audition. And I kind of just went in there and started talking on the fly. And they immediately said, how would you like to have your own show? And I started off with just one show per week. And then they upped me to three because my show, I guess, was doing really well at
right.
the time.
You're on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. Because they gave me the choice of what day to go on your show. I'm thinking, they're asking me. I get to go on with her, and they're asking me what day I want to do. I was flattered.
Yeah, so I went from one day to 3 days, and I absolutely love it. I love being able to talk candidly about my personal life. As you can tell, I'm a very, very open book.
Oh yeah, you're Annie Effing Cruz on your show. I do know that. I recognize that. By the way, we are speaking with Annie Cruz, adult film star, of course, radio talk show host on Vivid Radio Channel 791 on Sirius and XM. You can check her out at Annie Cruz, that's CRUZ.com. Now let me ask you something. So you get a By the way, San Francisco State University, congratulations. You have two graduates, Nina Hartley and Annie Cruz, both went there. Thank you very much. Go Gators. How does a woman that wants to get into print journalism, wants to be a writer, how did you end up in the... I mean, look, there was a time, and I'm a little older than you are. I mean, there was a time that women who got into the adult film industry, and there are exceptions. Siegel was one, Christy Canyon, some of the people back in the day, Ann Pegg, they got into it because they wanted to get into it because they thought they could make a pretty good buck. But most of the people who got into it either got scammed into it, they got blackmailed into it, or they literally had no other redeemable qualities other than the fact that they could screw on camera. How did you get into it, and what was your motivation behind doing it?
The ongoing joke whenever people ask me that question is a counselor and my mother told me that I had a sex problem and to fix it, and so I got into the business.
I'm okay with that. I
legitimately had a serious problem when I was a freshman in college. Uh-huh. And in fact, I had such a serious problem, my close friends at the time, ones that lived on campus with me, right, they gave me an intervention at some point. And they said, they literally gave me an intervention. They're like, we're concerned. I was very, very sexually open. I was an exhibitionist. People on campus knew that I was very sexual.
In San Francisco, they gave you an intervention?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These are two girls that, like, you know, they weren't as sexually experienced, I guess you could say. One of them was a virgin. I remember she was still a virgin when...
In San Francisco, they're virgins in San Francisco, really?
Exactly. And the other one was kind of a tease. So it was kind of funny to me how they gave me an intervention.
When they're the ones that need to get laid, basically.
Exactly. And you know what? That's exactly what I said. So maybe a few girls, you know.
You know, maybe if you spent more time with your ankles pointed up at the ceilings, maybe you wouldn't have this problem of dealing with other people's issues.
It's so true, though, because they're so uptight about it, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I was a sophomore in college. I was living in San Francisco, and I still had the same problem I had during my freshman year, where I was literally
when I get you off air here, I want to hear about this problem because I'm here all night and I need something to motivate me to get me through the evening.
Well, basically, long story short,
too late.
I got into it on accident. I had a friend who hit me up, gave me this website that was like all Asian girls,
right,
and I was like, oh, I could totally do that. That's, you know, I was already an exhibitionist,
and you were already Asian.
Exactly. And so I said, I can do this. So I ended up contacting the webmaster. At first, I thought it was just a website with girls posing nude. I didn't think it was pornography at all.
You're funny.
I didn't think that there was any film involved. Right. And the next thing I know, he's booking me for my first ever shoot, which happened to be a girl-on-girl shoot.
Nice.
And I fell in love with being in front of the camera. I wanted to do more. And I ended up eventually going to my first AVN show, which is like basically the equivalent to the Academy Awards.
Right, and of course, and AVN, of course, the Adult Video News. It's almost like R&R used to be for the radio industry. Of course, you know, it's like the street sheet of the industry. Basically, is what it is.
Yeah, and so everyone saw me there, and they were like, "Ooh, new meat. Who's this new girl?" And then I eventually came to LA. Started filming, and I didn't anticipate on turning it into a career, I guess you could say.
Right.
And boom, I just kind of took off, and I decided to move to Los Angeles, mm-hmm, and pursue more of it. And here we are 13 years later. Oh, my God, has it really been 13 years since I started?
Let me ask you, you know, you raised a couple of questions there, and like I said, I'm actually going to be an adult about this. Yeah, first off, how do you explain? You use the term a piece of meat. Now, I've talked to other women who've been in this industry, and some of them said, no, I've never felt that way. But I've had other ones that said, you know what? I don't care what you say. You know, you're basically just a piece of ass, and you could be replaced in a heartbeat. I mean, did you ever have that feeling that you were just a piece of meat? I mean, you could say that about just about any entertainment field, whether it be radio, television, film, or even in the adult industry. I mean, did you ever go into it, or did you ever get the feeling that you were just a piece of meat, or did you actually have...
You had your
personality, and you had
personally. When I looked at my co-stars, I guess you could call them,
right,
I looked at them as being a piece of meat. What I was utilizing and using for my
and strap-ons, strap-ons will do that to you, I guess.
I mean, I do have a lot of penis envy. I will say that.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've never got hit. You've never got hit there. you wouldn't envy it too much. The other thing I meant to ask you, and like I said, you've been in this industry, what, 13 years now?
13 years.
You know, that's a lot. Like I said, the average major league, the average NFL career is only like 3.5 years. Major League Baseball is even less than that. 13 years in this industry, that is a long, long time. Now, I've seen pictures of you. You're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, put the physical parts of it away. How do you, I mean, this is an industry, the adult film industry I speak of, or the adult industry as a general, whether it be strip clubs, photo shoots, film, whatever. It's an industry that has a lot of trappings, and not necessarily all of these trappings are things that you want to get involved with at any in any aspect of life. How does, after 13 years, I mean, how did, could you, look, you're a smart woman. You're very articulate. You're lucid. You're very good at your jobs, both in front of the camera and when you're doing radio and when you're being interviewed. How, after 13 years, did you avoid some of the trappings that have ended up ruining the careers and, in some cases, the lives of people who have been in this business?
I've never really allowed anybody to control me or control what I do. I've always stood my ground on a lot of issues. I'm also out.
But you can actually see where, I mean, there are women who've gone into this industry with the best of intentions, and they said, I'm never going to do any, not even smoke a damn cigarette. And the next thing you know, they're 2 years into it, and they're so strung out, they can't even work in the film industry anymore. I mean, there's a lot of trappings that can be involved for someone who's young and gets a lot of money thrown at them off the bat. I mean, it takes a strong person to say, you know what, screw that. This is my job. I'm going to do the right thing here. Is that your upbringing, or is just that the way you are personally?
It's just the way I am personally. I've always had strong willpower. You know, a lot of people always look, like people that barely know me and they see certain things that I do, they always automatically assume like, oh no, you're gonna fall for that, for example. And I'm like, no, I bet you I won't.
All right. Thanks to the great Annie Cruz. Go to Annie, AnnieCruz. .com, an absolute sweetheart of a person. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
North Korea is the country that the monkeys in the Wizard of Oz came from.
Our thanks to adult film star Annie Cruz, as well as Cheryl Russa, former Lightning of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And thanks to the San Francisco 49ers for not cutting Colin Kaepernick. You did the right thing. Those idiots at USA next with the news. This is Sports Overnight America.